This is Willie Terry, your Roaming Labor Correspondent for the Hudson Mohawk Network. And I'm here today at Hudson Valley Community College, where they're having a forum on decentering the privilege.
It's really hard to be black.
And I have as my guest, Dee Dee Delgado.
Yes.
All right. How you doing, Dee?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Now, in your talk here, talking to the students here about this right here, do you think this method can be done at the college community?
I think college students are in a very unique place to actually do this kind of work because they haven't been fully indoctrinated yet. They think that they have. They think that they know all the answers. But they're on a quest right now. They go to, what is it? However many semesters per year, right? However many classes in those semesters. And their job, they have one job, is to understand what is being taught to them, to prove that they understand it. And so I'd love to be able to teach a class where I can teach this, and then folks have to prove that they understand. I think black folks will understand it. Some black folks might have a hard time because they'll be like, well, I don't have that experience. But then that means that it's intersectional. You might have a class privilege, or you might think that because you haven't experienced violence, that it doesn't exist. But if you are taught the material, I think that you would have a better understanding of it. And I think that white students would too.
So what were some of the major points that you were trying to bring out today?
I want them to be more aware of community organizing that actually exists. I want them to actually be mindful of when they are in spaces, who isn't present and why. They need to be asking that question everywhere they go. If they're in a bank, they need to know that if there are only white people there, why is that? It's not because black people don't have money, or that we don't want to know how to save, or that we don't want to buy a home, or we're not looking for credit, right? Why are white spaces white? You know, it's not because black people are lazy. We're actually, if you know about the black tax, we're actually one of the hardest working demographics. So the black tax is when you have to work 10 times as hard just to be seen inherently as equal as your peers, you know? So I'd like for them to walk away with that, to know that if I'm in a room, whose voice is missing here? Not just people of color. Are there people here who are trans or LGBTQ? Are there people here who are disabled? Are there people here who are cash poor when I have money? Or are there people here that actually have resources that can help us move them around, you know?
Yeah. Now, you talked a little bit about racism, too.
Yeah.
You know, so how do racism factor into this?
I feel like racism is, a lot of people don't understand it who aren't people of color, right? And so the way to best understand racism is, I have a definition that I always go by, but racism is a structural and individual oppression of people of color and non-white people by white people. And if you don't understand that, then I think of sexism, right? How it's a structural and individual oppression of women by non-women, right? And you think about classism, it's a structural and individual oppression of people who don't have money by people with money. And so that's how I think racism plays into this, is that people don't know what it is. It's like a unicorn. Reverse racism is the unicorn. People know what a unicorn looks like because someone one day said this is what a unicorn looks like, but no one has actually seen an actual living, breathing unicorn. And so I think that black people can have prejudice and black people can have trepidation about working with white people. But I don't think that anything I've said is racist, because I don't have any power to exert my racism in a way that's going to affect a white person. You know, so I want people to be mindful of that, too.
Now, you talked a little bit about communism mm-hmm. in the lecture.
Yes.
And some of the other isms.
Right.
You know, do you think that under capitalism that we could get rid of racism, or...
I think that capitalism and racism and class, all the isms are actually kissing cousins. That's what I think. And I think that if you eradicate all of the isms where they stem with one person, right? So think of all the things you don't want to be. You don't want to be poor. Nobody wants to be black. Paul Mooney says that, right? He's a famous comedian. He said, everybody wants to be black until it's time to be black, right? You know? And so I think if you were poor and you were disabled, if you were fat, right? I think about people who, do you remember the Heineken commercial where everyone was like, sit down and have a beer, like, you know, and we'll eradicate transphobia. But they had a very slender, pretty looking trans woman. What does it look like when it's not societally acceptable to have a trans woman who's fat and black and, you know, doesn't have her hair? You know, Dominique Dawes can't even have her hair in a ponytail for someone hasn't upset about it. And so I think that if you were to eradicate racism, classism, it can be done. We just have to trust each other. I think that we also have to love one another enough to see each other's humanity, because that's what we're essentially saying. We're saying, be civil. I can't talk to you unless you're civil. And what does civilization really mean? NPR has a great article on what you're saying when you're telling black people and people of color to be civil. You can't get upset. You can't, you know, you're literally saying you have to be the way that my ancestors taught you how to be. And, you know, like, it's just very interesting.
Now, if someone wants to get more information about this, what suggestion would you have for them to?
I would say before you contact me, Google. Google is your friend. Read up on intersectionality. Read up on community organizing. Read up on oppression, right? And then add keywords like what I mentioned before. And then, you know, if you want to learn more, please reach out to me. I'm easily accessible. I'm on the internet, the Didi Delgado, on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Didi Delgado, the poet and the community activist.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome.